This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Service tonight will remember one of the victims killed at Club Q in Colorado Springs. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The family of Raymond Green Vance has planned public viewings for the 22-year-old on Thursday and Friday evenings. Then on Saturday, loved ones will gather to release doves and hold a candlelight vigil. In a statement, Vance's family says he was a beloved son, grandson, brother, and friend. He was one of five people who died at Club Q. Families for the other victims say they're still organizing services for the coming days and weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Tonight's service is 4 to 8 p.m. at Swan Law Funeral Directors in Colorado Springs. A former Mesa County elections manager plans to plead guilty in a voter tampering case. Sandra Brown is charged with official misconduct and trying to influence a public servant. Brown worked with Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is also facing criminal charges of election tampering. Peters has pleaded not guilty. Her trial is set for next March. Peters' term as Mesa County Clerk ends in January. There will be a recount in the election for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch finished the first tally just 550 votes apart. That triggers a mandatory recount, and Colorado's Secretary of State has ordered that to begin. Passengers with Frontier Airlines can reach customer service online and no longer on the phone. Here's Denverite's Rebecca Tauber.
Customers can still reach Frontier through online chats, WhatsApp, and social media. It's a rare move for a major airline, but a Frontier spokesperson said customers are increasingly opting for digital communication. It's part of a larger shift towards AI products in the place of people for customer service, which can cut costs, save time, and solve staffing issues. But as of last year, 7% of Americans did not use the internet, and 23% did not have high-speed broadband access at home. It's not clear how people who rely solely on landlines will reach Frontier in the future. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.